You really, really need to get better at running away if you're going to keep getting into trouble like this. I'm fine. They've decided to do their hunting elsewhere. But the situation is still not great. On the bright side, you didn't pick a terrible spot to rest. I'm thirsty. And you should stay over there. Hey, don't touch me. Do you ever listen? Of course I'm wounded. Did you think we were going to sit around and drink your tea and have a chat? We're beasts. Monsters. We fight, and we kill, and we take. Just don't touch me. I'm not in enough pain for you to need to put yourself in harm's way. I am the harm, little bird. Just because I've got a handle on things doesn't mean you shouldn't be careful. Because I sure as hell am. I'm not exactly well versed in manners, but isn't it considered rude to stare? Just leave me be. I'm not some sort of carnival attraction for you to gawk at. I would kill for some wine. Not literally. Well, maybe literally. But there's no one around here with wine. Unless you're holding out on me. It's a joke. I saw you run off. Even left your tea behind. You're fast when you need to be. That urgency will serve you well in the future. What happened? What do you think happened? We fought. It could have been quick, and I might have saved myself some of these wounds if I had been more lethal. But regardless of what they think now, I have their best interests in mind. I might not look like it, but I love my pack. I would die for them. And to see them fall for this trickery at the hands of the humans, it makes me sick. Whatever they end up doing tonight may cause irreparable damage. But I can't sit by and do nothing. I seem different. What do you mean? Right. There's a certain carnal rage that comes over us during the full moon transformation. Over time, it can be controlled, but it's at its strongest when the change takes hold. Even I struggle with it. I told you to run, but you were staring back then, too. I might be able to forgive you now, but when you're faced with a hungry pack of wolves ready to rip you to shreds, I recommend you listen. Stop apologizing. It's your first time seeing a beast like me. That's all you have to say. Well, there's a difference between making excuses and having a reason. Though I suppose your impression of me may be a bit skewed because of the nature of our meeting. That's all right. I don't need you to like me for us to work together, if that's what you've decided to do. But for now, just let me rest. Yes, in the morning I will return to normal. Will I be naked? What? Worried you might get an eyeful? I wouldn't expect you to understand, but no, I will not be naked. I learned a long time ago that sometimes you just don't ask questions. Well, yes, I did mention that you ask all the wrong questions earlier. I swear, you are a strange one. But, for the record, asking if you'd see me stark naked in the morning fog isn't really the worst question. Just don't ask me how this magical shit works. I was born into this, and my forefathers weren't too keen on keeping a record of why things work the way they do. Is it a curse? Is it magic? Did someone look at an actual wolf side-eye one night, and the gods damned them for it? I don't know, and I don't care. I was born like this. I never had any say in the matter. This is the only way of life I've ever known. You really do have a lot of questions. I'm not used to someone taking this sort of interest in my people. Or me. No, it's fine. I'll try to explain. As Alpha, I ruled no different from your lord. Our societies are different, but it's not so dissimilar that it's unrecognizable. My pack views me in a more patriarchal role. But there are rules, understandings, traditions in place to keep me from completely dominating the pack. Mostly, I don't breed. Not for the lack of desire. But the general idea is that if a strong alpha lived a long life and spent his time breeding, the entire pack would be his own blood. We try to bring balance by bringing in fresh blood and allowing the other families to intermingle. My father had me before the laws were in place. But I wasn't just going to roll over and let some half-breed claim my father's legacy. Hey, are you even listening? You look tired. Your eyes are all glossed over with what I'm going to assume is exhaustion, not something else. You're cold? Oh, right. Well, you're no use to anyone if you freeze out here, so come on. If you curl up with me, you'll be all right. But I'm not apologizing if I get any blood on you. That's the cost of doing business. And by business, I mean not freezing to death. Or stay over there. Suit yourself. That's what I thought. When the sun rises, we'll talk about where we go from here. Whether you want to join me or not, all of that. But I stand by what I said about you not going home. If you return without a plan, whoever was so certain you were going to be torn apart by me and my pack, they're going to use a more direct approach. I don't know what their plan was, but I don't like being used. Even if things can't go back to how they were, I won't go quietly. Careful. The wounds will heal by morning. But that doesn't mean you should poke at them. Wait, what are you... Are you trying to pet me? Oh, your hands are cold. Right, I see. Very well then, do as you will.